Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The majority of the Masechet will now deal with the laws of thievery. There are two types of thieves, a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav is somebody who steals secretly. He's not out there in the open. A gazlan is somebody who does it by force or with a threat. When talking about the ganav, the secret thief, the one who does it without other people knowing, he is subject to different laws. We say about him that he has to pay kefil, he has to pay double what he stole. If he stole something worth $1, he has to pay $2 in restitution, $1 to pay back what he took, and then a fine of the double payment. If he stole an object, he has to return the object and then the value of what it was worth. There's also Tashlume Arba'a V'Hamisha, the four or five times payment. That talks about if he stole a sheep or a goat and he slaughtered or sold it, he would have to pay four times the value back to the original owner. If he stole an ox and slaughtered or sold it, he would have to pay five times the value. We'll talk about a difference between these different types of payments, the kefel payment and the Arba'a V'Hamisha payment in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Meruba midat tashlume kefel, memidat tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. The rule of the double payment of kefel applies to more items than the rule of the four or five times payment does. Shemidat tashlume kefel noheget ben bedavar sheyesh bo ruach hayim, o ben bedavar she'en bo ruach hayim. Because the kefel payment, the double payment applies to items that are living and non-living. Both types of items, if they're stolen, would be obligated in a kefel payment by the thief to the person he stole from. The pasuk tells us, al se, al salma, al kol aveda. It mentions a se, mentions a sheep. It also mentions a salma, which is a garment. Then it mentions al kol aveda, any lost object. Pasuk says, yeshalem shenayim. There is a kefel payment made from the person who stole it. Umidat tashlume arba'a v'hamisha, but the rule of the payment of the four or five time amount only applies to a shor or to a se. A shor is an ox and a se is a sheep. When we use the word se, it refers to both sheep and goats. So therefore, that's the difference between them. Shene emar, like the pasuk says, ki gnov ish shor o se utvaho o mecharol. Like the pasuk says, if a man steals an ox or a sheep, and he slaughters it and sells it, then he would have to pay the four or five time payment by the fact that the Torah is specifically mentioning it over here with the shor and the seh. We know it only applies in these areas. Mishnah continues and says a similarity between both types of payments after a person steals. En hagonev, ahar haganav, meshalem tashlume chefel. The person, if a thief stole from another thief, they would not have to make the kefel payment to the original owner or to the thief. The only time it would apply is if an item was stolen from the house of the original owner, like the pasuk says, "Vegunav mi bet ha'ish," if the item was stolen from the house of the man. So we're pointing out over here, from the house of the man specifically, it has to be stolen. That's where the tashlume kefel, the double payment, would apply. V'lo ha'toveyach v'lo ha'mocher ahar ha'ganav mishalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. Nor would a person who slaughters or sells a geneva, a stolen ox or sheep that he stole from another ganav, from another thief, he wouldn't have to make the four or five time payment either. We also learned that out from the same pasuk, tells us that all of these penalties only apply if the item was stolen from the owner, not from another thief.